action and a head brace and the whole thing. And what even Carl admits to me, that sometimes, you know, he has blinding headaches at times and has pain and he has a back situation. I climbed this tower a couple of times and he no longer climbs the tower because it's too painful. But what we both concede may at times be occurring, that these, you know, is calcification due to previous injuries in the brain, and those things happen. And the whole issue with the stupid DOC and Riley Hollingsworth, that's all crap. You know, I don't support any of that. I phoned Carl up. Now, you see, when I phone Carl, we have a secret code that he knows it's me, and he picks up the phone. And I'm one of very, very few people that can actually get to Carl from anywhere around the world on this. But regardless, you know, even Brian said that. He says, you know, hey, look, if the guy just talks normal to other hams, you know, get the hell off that stupid frequency. He says, eventually, we would let it all go away. Yeah, and I believe that, but he doesn't. And that, you know, that's going to be his undoing. I'm just so surprised and upset. And I have challenged Jim Larson. Jim Larson knows me very well. I have challenged Jim Larson, and this was like years ago. I said, why the hell don't you lift his damn license? He's in our community, and he is not representative of our community. He doesn't give it a rat's ass. Larson's a nice guy. Industry Science Canada years ago took it this way with Industry Science Canada, dropped the whole ball. Industry Science Canada, because of cost measures and stuff like that, said our mandate is frequency management. Frequency management. And we only deal with interference. And as the community legally, legislatively in Canada is responsible for controlling and patrolling its own members. We are not like the FCC. The FCC has the power to actually, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, and the whole thing is, to me, it brings down to, you know, what it is a bunch of guys in a sandbox playing with their toys, and somebody doesn't like it, and eventually, one or two things is going to happen. Everybody's going to walk away with their toys out of the sandbox, or the sandbox is going to give up. Unfortunately, Jim Larson, he has the final say-so in Victoria, because he's the local agent. He doesn't have the taste for it. Jim Larson is simply doing what Industry Science Canada wishes him to do. Number one, frequency management, spectrum management. Number two, interference on commercial. Commercial pays the money. Amateur doesn't. They don't give a rat's ass about amateur. I know where his TBI problem is and was, and he had cured it with my help. I'll tell you why. His biggest TBI problem was right across the hall, right across the street from him. Guess what's there? So what we did, because I knew exactly what was going on and who it was, I stepped out of the hall, I walked across the street, and I said, Carl, let's fix this. We did. Now, they built a new hall, and they, along with a fellow by the name of Trace Clausen, who has since passed away, the son of Romeo Zanzibar, okay, passed away a number of years ago. He was a co-religionist. Carl uses the word co-religionist. I will go with that, because it's a good word, co-religionist. They helped design the whole electrical and audio system so that it wouldn't pick up stuff like that. So there's no problem now. There hasn't been for years. They built that hall about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. It's finished, and it's all been rewired so that there is no interference, period. Not enough voltage. Now, I don't know if they're 813s or not, but I'll tell you one thing. When, you know, that's a really interesting thing, because, like, I listen to him sometimes when he's on three different radios, because I'm comparing, I'm sitting there playing with antennas. What I'm doing is I'm sitting here whipping antennas around to see which one is performing best. His audio, when it finally makes it all the way across Canada, which is not a bad shot, his audio is nice and clean and clear, and sometimes he comes up a bit and starts to bubble a bit, starts to break up a bit. He's driving it too much. Now, I know the last time I saw him physically was, had to be September, October of 2007, and I was at his station the year before that, when he was building his amplifier. Seriously, microwave parts for power supplies and triplers. I'm not kidding. I couldn't believe it. There it was, all laid up upstairs across the hallway floor into the radio room. And it was just being, you know, it was being, basically, the floor was the breadboard. And man, it was working. And it was going, and it was singing, and it was just, and he had an ammeter on it. It was great. I couldn't believe it. I said, I didn't step any further. I said, I know that I'm not going to get fried. I said, I can't believe what I'm seeing. But it was working. But then you all put it together in a big box, eh? And he's got a basement full of a lot of older electronic parts and pieces and military stuff and stuff that he collected over the years, and he built stuff. He likes to build capsules. He just says that. Come on, you and I and everybody that's been around radio for a little while knows that that's just a spoof comment. That very lightly. I'm just running a little two wood handle. Yeah, right. But it's just amazing what he was running there. He once ran something once. It was just unbelievable. But it was just amazing that it was working. I couldn't believe it. I mean, if I wasn't sitting there seeing it myself, I said, what the hell? I couldn't believe it. But anyway, we went on from that day, and this was about 1998, 99 that we built that big antenna. And he says, Hollander, he says, come on. He says, you're gonna learn how to build a beam, and you're gonna give me a hand here. We're gonna take measurements, and he says, we're gonna make a big beam. I says, okay, because I'm one of the few people that would actually talk to Carl, associate with him, simply because I enjoyed the hobby, and I looked past the character and saw the other person who enjoyed that aspect of it, which was building and experimenting, and I'm okay with that. Now, you have to understand that I retired actually out of education and worked the last 5 years with special needs kids and people, okay? So I've had to change my thinking on a lot of things. And so I have to look past it. And I don't condone how he does things, but... And I says, you know, Carl, get the hell. I says, you know what, you're your own worst problem here. And he will not believe, and I says, listen, I spoke to some of these guys on the phone. I says, you stop, still stop. Says, my God. You know, the whole issue with K1MAN, I said, I'm not even going to go there, Carl. I said, that's stupid. I don't, Baxter Hollander thing, my God, man. And that buffaloes us. That buffaloes us Canadians, how that is allowed to happen. But yet, I can see K1MAN very minute in one sentence argument. How come W1AW can broadcast, quote-unquote, but he can't? Well, under the Constitution, your American Constitution, freedom of speech. I have my support guard troops sticker on my car. I have my support guard troops bump headgear, so yes, I do. I think it's a combination of maybe... I'm pretty sure the Happy Meal. I don't think he ordered the Happy Meal, but... I definitely believe, and a few others that are, I would say, quote, in the know, believe that what's happening is a result, directly resultant, and slowly going back to the accident. Head trauma causes huge problems. Phone him up. You know what I do? I play the Polish national anthem, and he just laughs, and he says, Hollander. I mean, like the whole real estate, the Victoria Real Estate Board, he went after them and he lost big time. He tried to sue some people and they said, excuse me, have you heard of the word liable? This is how the court interprets it. And they did indeed interpret it to him as the verdict went. He lost big time. Jeez, you can't keep on pissing people off like that. And I told Carl, you know, I mean, I call him Carl, and his name is Carol, because that's his Polish name, it's Carl. Remember about 3 years ago when George finally decided not to talk to him for quite a while?